Bez Hashem, today we're going to see the last angle of the big sugya of Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The first day we saw the sugya of how does Shlichus work in Aveira. The second day we saw what's the reason why ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Divrei Arava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. The third day we saw the Tesisith Mila and a bunch of Yesaidis and Shlichus. Today we move on to the last angle of the sugya. There is one man, the Omar Shammai Hazokin, that he holds Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira. He doesn't hold of Divrei Arava, Divrei Talmud, is Exeris Akosiv Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira. As the Gemara says, even according to Shammai, he's Moide by Hano. When the Shliach is Nene, Ze Nene, Vize Mischayiv Loi Amrinan. Lefikach, the halacha is the mishalach is potter and the shliach is chayiv. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. And Rav Nochum, with his incredible eyes, notice that if you look at the gemara says, if you don't hold yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, the halacha is the shliach is chayiv. Mashma, if there would be a parsha of shlichus, the shliach would be potter. That's a diuk like Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, not like the Tesis HaRid. And Rav Nochum asks, what would the Tesis HaRid do with this Gemara? The Gemara is meduyik that if there's a parsha of Shlichus, the Shliach is potter. Only because there is, that's what Rav Nochum was meduyik. You have to know how to be miyashiv. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks an interesting shayla. We saw yesterday that Shitas Taisus is by Shoigig Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira. As Frekar B'Kiva Eger, why does the Gemara say Anafka Mina L'Dina Eliba De Shammai Hazokin? We don't hold of Shammai. We hold like Basil, Kvar Yotza Abasko. The Gemara should have said Anafka Mina L'Dina Eliba De Basil, and it's seer where he's a Shoigig. Where it's enough kamina la locha la maisa eliva didi don. As why is the Gemara choosing enough kamina? According to Shammai, that Shammai holds yesh liach l'dvar aveira zen ene v'zem ischayiv lo aminon. You could have said enough kamina la didon in its seer of shoigeg. It's very interesting. The Shar Melech in Hilchus Mila Perik Zayin, Tain is exactly the opposite. This Gemara is a raya to Tosfos. It's very interesting, the Derech HaLimud of two Gdei Le'achroinim. Why? He says, because why is the Gemara saying Anaf Kamina Liba De Shammai? Hare, anyway, we don't hold of Shammai. As what's the Gemara saying Anaf Kamina Liba De Shammai? Must be because we can learn out from here to us. As that's a raya to Tosfos that there's a tzir by Shoigig of Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira. As here you have Rabbi Kiva Eger on one hand, tining the Gemara is a raya keneged Tosfos, and the Shar HaMelech tining the Gemara is actually a raya to Tosfos. Yeah, very interesting. You have to know what's the machlokes of a very interesting. Okay, that's boifin a little bit ha'aris on the Gemara. Let's work into the Ikar HaSugya, and there's a big yisayid over here, that even though shlichus work by everything, but by hano, shlichus doesn't work. And the question is, why when the shliach is nene, why doesn't shlichus work? Why is it different than everything else? As Reb Chaim brought down in the Birchas Shmuel in Simin Chof, the Einig Yontif also want to say, with the big Yisoid we started off the Sugya with, and this is not Soifoi B'Tchilosoi. We saw Reb Chaim was Miyasid and the Ksois. Why by mitzvahs don't you say Shlichus? Why can't someone put on my tefillin for me B'Shlichus? Why can't someone sit in the Sukkah for me midin Shlichus? As they say, because it's mitzvah Shemegufoi. Something that has to do with the guf, shlichus doesn't work. Shlichus is only in maisim. In things that are the guf, you need the guf mamish, shlichus doesn't work. Azak Reb Chaim, the avera of chalovim ve'arayis are different than all the other averas. By ritzicha, by mazik, the avera is the maisa. As it shayich shlichus, the maisa should be b'siachis. By chalovim v'arayis, the aveira is not achila. It's being nene from macholas isuris. The avera is not the maaser bia. The avera is being nene from an erva. Hana is a milsa de begufa. It's something your guf, your body is nene. As the avera is not the maaser. The avera is the hana is a guf. As that's guf. And guf, it's not shayach shlichus. Where does Reb Chaim know that by Arayis, the Avera is the mice, is not the mice, and by Machalas Isuris, he brings two Rayis. And this is a very Yusaydis Digger Reb Chaim that's negain a lot of places in Shas. He brings two Rayis. One Raya from a Gemara in Ksubis Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about a steer. When someone puts into your mouth something, and it's E.F. Shalar Dure, he put it into your throat, and you can't get it out. And the Gemara says, Amai Chayiv, why is he Chayiv? Rashi says, what's the reason why he's Potter? He's an Oynis. Frek Reb Chaim, if the Aver is the Maisa, oh yeah, I didn't do anything. The guy stuck it in my mouth, I can't get it out. I didn't do anything. Why does Rashi have to say the Ptur is Mishum Oynis? Zok Reb Chaim, but if the Aver is the Hano, I had a hano. The maisa, he stuck it down, but I enjoyed a good meal. As I had a hano. But then you need the tainus ptur of oinus. And he says, by ritzicha, if someone takes a person and the person can't do anything about it, and he throws him on a tinuk, he's potter mishem oinus. He's potter, he didn't do a ritzicha. As why is achila different? That's one of Reb Chaim's rayas. The other raya of Reb Chaim is from a famous Gemara in Krisis Yotes, which appears many places in Shas, that there's a tour of Misasik in Kola Taira Kula. If you are not aware of what you're doing, there's a tour of Misasik. You thought you were doing something else. Really, you're doing an Avera, you're Potter. Chutz Michalovim Varayis. Why is Chalovim Varayis different? Zakr B'chayim, the feel the way I'm learning, is Doch Gevaldik. Because what is misasik? I didn't know I was doing the maisa. It's kilo I didn't do the maisa. As by chalom barayis, even though I didn't know I was doing the maisa, it's kilo I didn't do the maisa. But the machayev is not the maisa. The machayev is the hana. As who cares if I didn't know I was doing the maisa? At the end of the day, you're nene, you're chayev. Those are Reb Chaim's two rayas, and this is a big yesod of Reb Chaim, over many places, in many yeshivas. This Reb Chaim is like, shh. We just want to be ma'ayrer. There are a bunch of shailas on this Reb Chaim. And that could be ma'ayrer. There's a different shot in the Gemara in Kedushin. Number one, his Talmud, the Achi Ezer, asked on his Rebbe Reb Chaim. He brings Reb Chaim. The Achi Ezer learned by Reb Chaim. He brings Reb Chaim, and he asks on Reb Chaim from Tosis and Sanhedrin, Samach Beis Amid Beis. Tosis and Sanhedrin, Samach Beis Amid Beis asks, what do you need a pasuk to pater misasik by Shabbos? Hare, there's already a pasuk in Kol HaTorah Kula. As Tosis says, in Itzir, where you do a melecha Shabbos, and your nene, as you would think, Hanoah Melacha Shabbos is dum yitachalovim varayis. There's no ptur of misasik. Therefore, you need an extra pasuk. Frekti Achieza of the Rebbe Reb Chaim. If you nene when you're doing Melacha Shabbos, it's nishchalovim varayis. The avera is not the hano. The avera is the maisa. As how could Tosfos compare it? That's what the Achieza is on his Rebbe. We want to ask another shayla on Reb Chaim. We want to ask, it's a mefurish Tosfos in Yuma, Pei Beis Amid Beis, not like Reb Chaim. Tosfos in Yuma discusses the famous Gemara of Esther and Yal, that they did an Avera of Znus for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, that how were they able to do it? It was Yaharig Val Yavar. As Tosfos suggests a pshat, being together with a Rasha is such a tsar to a tzadekes, they weren't nene. That's what Tosfos suggests a mahalach to explain the heter. And Tosfos in Yuma, Pei Beis Amid Beis, brings down someone that suggested this pshat, and he says, He doesn't understand the pshat. Hare the iser of bia is even if you're not nene. V'haraya, there's the iser of bia shaloi kedarka. Bia shaloi kedarka, the Gemara says, there is no hanas bia. The isha is not nene. As why is she chayiv? As you see, the iser of arayis is even if you don't have ana. The iser of arayis is the maisa bia. V'oin, as Tosis, they could be big sadekises, but zicha they were nenek sas. It's not mitzvah that's pshat in the Gemara. Those are the two kashas of Tosis. Oh, but it's very clear in Tosis. Even if you're not nene, it's a iser bia. In Yuma, you wouldn't be able to learn the Gemara like Reb Chaim. As how are you going to learn this Gemara? If Zenen of Zem is Chayiv, why don't you have Shlichus? As Reb Nochum, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, he said, Rashi is not like my Rebbe Rebohber also. Now, if you look very hard to find this Rashi, you're not going to find it. Maybe if you learned in the mirror, maybe. But it's not an easy deal. But one more time, Reb Nochum Kedarkei has a very edel deal. Rashi explains the Gemara, Zeh nene v'zeh mischayiv lo yamrinon. Rashi explains, Kivin shenene hashliach. Fek Reb Nochum, lefi Reb Chaim, the problem is Kivin shenene hashliach. The chesaron is kiven sheloi nene hamishalach. The avera is the hanor, and the mishalach wasn't nene. The avera is not the maisa. The avera is the hanor, and the mishalach wasn't nene. As why is Rashi saying kiven shenene ashliach? Rashi should have said much better. Rashi should have said, "What's the ikka punchline?" The ikka punchline is kiven shamishalach loy nene gufoy. He's not doing the avera. It's like a Rav Nochum diuk of a good diuk, as we have a diuk from Rashi, a Mefurish Taisis, not like Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. As how could you learn this Gemara? What's the chesaron of Zenene v'Zem is Chayev Loi Amrina? As there's a Noida B'Yehuda in Simin Ayin Hey that actually says a different pshat. He says the pshat of the Gemara, a very interesting svara. What's the yisaidam shlichus? I'm doing it because you told me. He says, when a guy is nene, he says, forget the other guy. I'm doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for you. Because kivan shashliach nene, when he's enjoying this piece of chaylev, a juicy piece of fat, he's saying, forget the other guy. This is good stuff. I'm eating it. As what's the yisayid of shlichus? The yisayid of shlichus is, I'm doing it for you. But when a guy has a nod deep down in his subconscious, he says, forget him. I'm doing it for myself, not for the other guy. Oy shlichus. As those are the two ways of learning what the word of zeh nene v'zeh mischayiv lo yamrinam. Reb Chaim learns the word is that the avira is the anos aguf. And if the mishalach is not gufoy nene, he didn't do the avira. The avira is not doing a maisa bia. The avira is the anos habia. Shlichos just said, I did a maisa bia. But after all the lumdus, it's kilu you did bia. You didn't enjoy it. That's Reb Chaim's shot. But that's only if you need the hanah to be over the avera. The second shot is that when a person's nene, he wants it for himself. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the other people. The pshat of the Noida B'Yehuda. Tosfos is mistopic. Mila also needs hanah. There's a mila that your nene from Hegdish, your moyel. Dan Tosfos is the din of zeh nene v'zeh mischayiv by mila also. V'tzorich bia. If mila needs hanah, as why should mila be different than chalovim v'arayis? As the Bochber brings from the Rebbe Reb Chaim, that he said, lefi the way he learns the Gemara, you have a gevaldik pshat in Tosfos. Why? Because Bishleima by Chalovim Varayis, the Aveira is your nene be'isr, your nene from a Isha Sura, your nene from Macholis Isuris. But by Mila, what's the Isser? As Reb Chaim brings the Tosis in Ksubis, Taflamed Amid Beis, the Isser of Mila is Gezel. It's Nishtan, no? It's taking away from Hegdish. Gezel is a din in the Maisa. It's not a din in the Hanna. The Hanna is the Hechatimsa that you're stealing from Hegdish. I'm taking a Hanna from Hegdish that Hegdish doesn't let me to take. That's Gezel. As the Aver is not the Hanna, it's the Maisa. Oh. In fact, Reb Chaim is such a good pshat in Tosis that it's not Shaykh the Svar of Zenene Vizem is Chayiv. The Iker Shaila is, so what's the other side of Tosis? Tosis has a tzad, it's doimit to the Gemara. What could be the tzad, it's doimit to the Gemara? It's b'chol na doimo. Over here the Aver is Hanna, over here it's Gezel. As Reb Baruch Ber says something, the Olam could look, it's Mamish Sisrei Torah. You Mamish need a lot of tefillas, and Bezer Hashem, I hope the Olam will understand. You shouldn't feel bad. Reb Asher and Shia says he doesn't understand. He worked very hard, he can't understand this Reb Baruch Ber. Okay, so we'll give the Olam a challenge, but I'll be very honest with you, don't break your heads too much. It's not so easy. Reb Ber tries to say a pshat, but you have to know what it is. You could look at the words, you could see if you could come up with Reb Ber's pshat. But like we said, behelem divrei Reb Ber, meaning without Reb Ber, maybe you could learn a different pshat in Taisis. Not like Reb Ber. And then you could understand the suffix better. We'll say an interesting pshat from the Shaar HaMelech. Once we opened up the Shaar HaMelech in Mila Perek Zayin, he says, listen, there's a svara of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishaimim. But there's a Gzeres HaKosev by Mila, Chet Chet Betruma. As we see, the Torah said, Mi'ila, we want you to be chayiv, even by shlichus, even though the svara is not that way. Azok the Shaar HaMelech, so what are you telling me? There's another svara of zenene v'zem is chayiv lo yamrinan? Okay. We have chet chet mitshuma. It says, yesh liach l'dvar aveira by mila. As the same way it overrides the svara of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishaimim, it overrides the svara of Zenene, Vizem Mischayim, Loi Amri. Vahalbe Yesh Lefaltel, Vahalbe Yesh Lon. You could be machalik in the svaras, Lechoyer. Okay. Okay, if the Olam wants another pshat, as in the Kundrist is a third pshat from the stipler. It says another pshat. Okay. That's the avoida for today. The zenene v'zem is chayiv. What's the chsarin? And then in Tosis, what's the studim that mila is different? Okay. So with that, we're finished. We just want to give a bracha to the olam that came extra early to get extra into the sugya. Even though it was vacation, it's always hard to get up early on vacation. But the Olam took off the time, they davened, they came early, they sat, you listened to so many shiurim, but you still wanted to get that extra knech. As Hashem sees everything. Hashem rikam faldiga nachas ruach. I hear from so many people that that veer, the ruach over here, is so special. The ruach of people wanting to grow, wanting to steig. Like if I could use a mashal of the Gemara, sometimes you put a fire, as every little piece of paper that comes near it lights up. It's a beautiful avira. People say the avir is special. The ear is special. The ruach is special. Poshet, it should be a big schus for everyone who participated, everyone who came. You should come back, and itaka should light you up for ruchnius. For Kol Hashanah. They say, when you came here, you gave the effort, Hashem should help you in everything you need, that you should be able to be Mis'ala and Misraimim. Good.